The infamous former pharmaceutical executive Martin Shkreli is in jail. A judge decided he violated his bail with bizarre and threatening Facebook postings offering $5,000 to anyone who would grab a hair from former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton during her book tour. Be sure and get a follicle. Shkreli had been free on $5 million bail and was awaiting sentencing in a fraud conviction. Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. She joins us from New York. Lynette, this is somebody who'd already earned animus for jacking up the price of a life-saving drug. He said he was being satirical about the post, but he's also, in exchanges with reporters like Matt Novak, said he had no concern. He felt he wasn't going to jail.
The thing about Martin is that he is a little bit unhinged. He has made websites to go after reporters that have covered his trial. And after, I think, Pizzagate, that whole conspiracy theory that led to a man charging into a pizzeria in D.C. with a gun, authorities are taking threats like this more seriously. And Martin Shkreli does tend to hang out with the dregs of the internet.
Well, in an exchange with this reporter, Matt Novak, he was asked why he did it. And he said, Hillary Clinton is the greatest threat to national security. He was asked if he was worried about jail. This was before his bail was revoked. He said, I'm really not. We live in a Trump presidency. Life is basically nirvana.
Yeah. Well, he'll be thinking about nirvana while he's sitting in jail. The thing about Martin Shkreli that I think is really interesting and that we really need to focus on is that his behavior was so wild and so outlandish, and he has this personality problem to go with it. But there are a lot of other actors in the pharmaceutical industry that are doing exactly what he was doing. And let's remember that he is going to jail for lying to his investors, not for jacking up the price of a life-saving AIDS drug. But he understood the system and how to game it so well that actually back in 2014, he sued a company called Mallinckrodt for Mallinckrodt had bought a drug that would compete with its blockbuster drug in order to squash it and kill it in the market. Now, Mallinckrodt ended up having to pay a fine for that. Martin Shkreli was happy to rat out the company. But of course, Mallinckrodt had also jacked up the price of that, well, before it had the price of that drug that it was trying to protect was $40,000 a vial. Years before, it had been something around $700. And this week, that very drug was accused by the Journal of American Medicine of not being any more effective than competitors or generics 1/50th of the price. So Martin Shkreli knew this environment very well. Looking at him and focusing on the fact that he was rude about the Wu-Tang Clan, you kind of miss the forest through the trees, which is that there are a lot of other companies that are engaging in this behavior. They're just not as completely openly disgusting about it.
Or focusing on the fact that he was looking for Hillary Clinton's hair is, again, distracting from the fact that the industry, there's industry-wide problems.
Sure. And he just has a personality problem that kind of amplifies that and was very arrogant about pointing out that he knew how to game the system. And when you read the court documents, it's just sickening how he knew that he could play off of the lax regulation over American drug pricing and the industry in general.
Well, no more. He's sitting in jail awaiting a sentencing. Lynette Lopez, senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. Thank you.
Have a great day.